Welcome to the Jesuit Post special interview exclusive at Castle Gandolfo. Today we have the retired ruler, the senior superior, former captain of Catholics, boss of bishops, patriarch of priests, His Holiness Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI. News of your retirement took the Catholic world by surprise. What a surprise! How do you feel now that you've given up the mantle of power? After your retirement, you took the title Pope Emeritus instead of going back to your former position as Cardinal. Why did you forego the title Prince of the Church?
Yeah, I dig living in the hip scene, you know. I could never go back to square society.
It's been 600 years since a Pope has retired. As Pope Emeritus, you have adapted a completely new style than that of Pope. Say, Your Holiness, how would you describe this current style?
Open Gangnam Style!
You now dress in a simple white cassock. Do you miss your old wardrobe with all your stoles, albs, and chasubles?
Such a dazzling coat of many colors. How I love my coat of many colors. It was red and yellow and green and brown.
So where do you go now to buy your clothes and those nice shoes? And what about food? Is it a challenge now to eat on a fixed income?
$5.99, all you can eat.
The big buffet? Oh no, Your Holiness. You'll get fat and have to go on a
grapefruit diet.
In a couple of months, you will move into a former convent. How do you think the nuns will respond to your presence?
I don't like this level of intimacy, dear. It's natural at our age.
Say, that Petrine ring of yours was certainly a nice piece of bling. Too bad the Vatican had it destroyed for your successor. Was that hard for you? What about the issue of papal infallibility? For example, if your successor issues an infallible teaching, could you issue an infallible teaching that contradicts him?
That's a paradox. I could blow a hole in the space-time continuum the size of... Well, actually, the exact size of Belgium.
You were the first pope to tweet. You already sent out your last tweet as pope, but will you continue to use social media as Pope Emeritus?
Or I'm never gonna go on MySpace. Never gonna go on Bebo. Find a laptop out the window. Never gonna go on Bebo again.
No more internet. Wait, is that your cell phone ringing? What about keeping a blog?
Yeah, come on and blog me. Why don't you blog me? Yeah.
Okay, well let's talk about what has been on everyone's mind. The papal election that recently concluded in the Vatican. You were part of the last papal conclave. Can you tell us what really goes on in there?
Do the Harlem Shake.
And how did you feel about not being part of this papal conclave? Technically, any Catholic baptized male could become next pope. Who did you want to succeed you?
God bless Stephen Colbert.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
And what advice would you give to Pope Francis?
Believe in God and it'll be all right. Believe in God and it'll be all right. Believe in God and it'll be all right.
And that's our exclusive interview with Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI. Thanks for listening here on TJP.